Zimbabwe today celebrates the 20th anniversary of its founding when black majority rule was achieved in the former British colony then known as Rhodesia. Former guerrilla Robert Mugabe became its first and only leader. Today, Zimbabwe is suffering its worst economic crisis, and increasing violence has accompanied the recent occupations of white-owned farms by black squatters. At least six people have been killed since the occupations began 2 months ago, including a white farmer who was shot today. Mugabe has encouraged the occupations, calling them a justified protest against the unequal distribution of productive farmland. The BBC's Michael Voss has this portrait of Mugabe.
President Mugabe's supporters at a rally calling for the occupation of white-owned farms. Many of them are veterans of Zimbabwe's War of Independence in the 1970s. Robert Mugabe had spent a decade in prison in what was Rhodesia before taking over as the movement's most effective military commander. And in this 1976 BBC interview from his rebel base in Mozambique, Mr. Mugabe made it clear even then that land redistribution was at the heart of the struggle.
50% of the land is in the hands of 250,000 European settlers. This is unjust. What we are trying to do is to get more land available for the masses of the people in the country. And so he will certainly have to be prepared to lose part of his land so it can be apportioned to those who have no land at the present moment.
But with victory came power and new responsibilities.
It's a dramatic moment, an emotional moment. The Union Jack is now down. The new flag of Zimbabwe is being bent to the halyard and will shortly be raised.
The liberation war that turned Rhodesia into Zimbabwe ended with the Lancaster House Agreement on the transition of power, which led in April 1980 to full independence.
I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance.
Throughout this transition period, the new Prime Minister, Robert Mugabe, spoke of national unity and reconciliation. For many of those attending the independence ceremony, Mr. Mugabe offered real hope. And over the next decade, Mr. Mugabe took on the mantle of one of Africa's leading statesmen. Despite the massacres in the early 80s in Matabele land and the way he dealt with rivals, the West continued to see Zimbabwe as a beacon in Africa for democratic government and the rule of law. But today, in this increasingly polarised and divided nation, the Marxist rebel turned elder statesman appears prepared to ignore the rule of law in order to cling to power. Parliamentary elections are meant to be held next month, but President Mugabe has yet to set a date. 20 years after independence, and the country has returned to the brink of civil war.
The BBC's Michael Voss.